on 1116 SEN. The Trot's Good Form Show. The excitement.
And it charged away.
Melton, Ballarat, Cranbourne, Bendigo. We've got the good form. If it's happening in the banter, the win.
Lenny the Shark zooms up on the outside. The dorsal fin goes up on the...
Victoria, it's happening in the Trot's Good Form Show with Jason Bonington, Blake Redden and all the good form. Goodform.trot.com.au.
Goodform.trot.com.au. Welcome to this official meeting of the Lenny the Shark fan club with Jason Bonington and Blake Redden and me. All on board. All on Lenny the Shark.
How good was it, Kev?
Very good. Very impressive.
Was good. He was impressive. But normally at this time of year, we are steaming to the finish line. I think this week, Jace, we're half crawling. We're both a little sick. We've got a bit of a cold or a flu up and... it's tough times, but it's Hunter Cup night, so...
Harden up, princess.
Absolutely.
It's like Broadway. Once the curtain's open, Kev, it'll be showtime. So, no, we're really looking forward. It's a wonderful day, 30 degrees, Beautiful. Whatever it might be. It's going to be packed bumper to night at Tabcorp Park. And looking forward to a lot of people getting out there. Hopefully, if you can rock up and find Blake and I after the last and you tell us you've heard us on SEN over the last few weeks, we'll buy you a beer. So come up and say g'day. Unless
they
of course
be buying
it's...
us a beer after we found them a couple of winners the last couple of nights.
Well, you should crow. Blakey Redan here found him an $11 winner a couple of days ago. Lights and Music, who I don't think he's won since Adam was a little boy. But he found the right race for him. We found Soho Tribeca yesterday. So hopefully we can keep the good form going tonight because it's as big a night as there is in the trots in Victoria.
Well, let's hark back to last week, your wrap-up of the Vic Cup night.
Well, I think the thing that we take from it was the three big guns, three potential champions of the sport. Monbay, the trotter, we get another look at him tonight. He goes around the Group 1 Trotting Grand Prix. Lazarus won the Derby, the three-year-old, the rising star, and Lenny the Shark taking out the Vic Cup chase. It set the scene. I think we had a really good past 12 or 18 months with these star horses, but the next group coming through looked just as good.
Well, it's all you could ask for. You saw two displays of absolute mastery with Lazarus and Monbay, and then you had a great duel, an unbelievable duel in the Vic Cup, really, particularly the first 500 metres with Smolder and Lenny the Shark both burning into the first turn. And Chris Alford, I think it was an intimidation factor by him. He basically just said to Mark Burton, I'm getting the top here.
Yeah.
We are getting the front with Lenny. And once he found the front, even though he only won by a half head, he's becoming one of those horses you can't run past him. So very special horse, Lenny the Shark. He now heads off to the Miracle Mile, we hope. But he's got the Vic Cup and the Inter Dominion, so it's been a hell of a season already.
If you win the Vic Cup, is tradition say that you go well in the Hunter Cup or not?
Well, yes. Yeah, it would. I mean, if he was here, he'd definitely be starting favourite. This, of course, as we've mentioned last week, is the last of the standing start Hunter Cup. So probably it's fair to say in the last 5, 6, 7 years, we haven't had the best of the best tackle the Hunter Cup. It's been a bit like the Melbourne Cup used to be in a way, I guess, where you see the best stayers and the best of a certain brand of horse, but the middle distance horses...
And the
not...
Kiwis have dominated, much like they did the staying breed.
That's
the
right. Well, look, the Victoria Cup's more the Cox Plate. This is the Melbourne Cup, so this still has the bigger brand and the bigger name, and there'll be more people at Tabcorp Park, but no Lenny there. Probably the best horse in Australasia won't be winning.
No, but Smolder, in his own right,
is a very good horse.
Nice horse.
Yes.
So what? Where's for those people who've jumped on the Lenny bandwagon, where's he gone now?
Well, unbelievably, he can't, because he's now accepted an invite to the Miracle Mile, he can't go and contest one of the two lead-up races in Sydney. So there's a great chance that next weekend, next Saturday night, you might see him at Lords Raceway Bendigo, which would be terrific for Bendigo.
Really?
Yeah, he has to find a race, probably. They could go into the Miracle Mile fresh. But I wouldn't think with 4 weeks in between races, he'll go somewhere, and it wouldn't surprise me if Bendigo are the beneficiaries, but that's not locked in stone. We'll keep you abreast during the week of where Lenny's likely to head next.
Okay, now, let's talk about tonight. I mean, obviously, it is one of the big nights of the year.
It is. It is the Hunter Cup, of course, the standout race. We'll go through the quaddie legs as we get through the races, because the four legs of the quaddie are going to be outstanding. There's a $300,000 pool guarantee and a $50,000 jackpot. So if you're betting tonight, quaddie's probably the way to go. But I guess the main race, Jace, is going to be the Hunter Cup. We've spoken about Smolder. He was so good behind Lenny last week. He ran a terrific second in the New Zealand Cup, which is one of the best form references for this race. He was good in the Auckland Cup. He's done nothing wrong over the last couple of months, so he's probably a deserved favourite now.
Definitely a deserved favourite. I just think he'll win. If you go through his last three or four major race runs, he finished second in the New Zealand Cup, third in the Auckland Cup, beat Lenny at Ballarat, which was a wonderful win in track record time, and only just got beaten by him in the Vic Cup. So with no Lenny here, Smolder should be winning. I'd say if you're going to take those quaddies, take Smolder one out in your big one, but then you've got to include Plenty in your saver. Franco Ledger loves these conditions. Yankee Rockstar. I'll be throwing in Messini, my hard copy, and Mossdale Connor. Similar theory from you?
Relatively similar. I'm playing a bit wider. I've got a soft spot for five-star Anvil. I think he's going to go around at 50-1, and his form has been spot on. Hasn't had a lot of luck, and he's just the sort of horse I could see emerging at big odds. And also it is Billy was quite good late in the Victoria Cup. Again, a similar quote. I think you could almost put the big F in if you are playing the quaddie. Throw the field. There's only one or two horses that probably can't win it. So really tough race if you're playing quaddies. I hope you're alive, but you'll need some luck if you get there.
Now, you mentioned Mossdale Connor, and the trainer is on the line now, Greg Hope. G'day, Greg.
Hi, how are you going?
Going very well.
Okay, Greg, Jace Bonington here, mate. Wonderful to see Monbay go so well as he did last week. His two runs in Australia have just been thoroughly dominant. Before we get to Mossdale Connor, let's have a quick chat about this horse because he's going to go in as a very short price favourite to the Australian Trotting Grand Prix. Now, in your opinion, is he just a little bit better than these horses or are you looking forward to finding out tonight?
Really. I'm really pleased in the way the horse has come through its two runs. He should even be a better horse tonight without getting too carried away. I just found it might have come up, might have just gone a bit easy between the heat and the final. He did the heat probably a lot easier than I imagined, and he sort of got away on us a little bit last week. But we've kept the work up to him this week, and he seems to be a lot more forward, and really happy with him.
Greg, there's a little bit of speed drawn inside you. We're happy to make it a staying test. If at any stage they back down the pressure, your horse, you think he's the best horse in the race, he'll go up and he'll put the pressure on and make sure they keep running, or are you happy if it turns into a little bit of a tactical affair?
He's got speed and he can stay, so we're not really, we're a bit lucky. He's got the all-round game, so it's just Ricky is in charge. I mean, he can get out as good as the next horse if he wants to. Ricky's never really asked him to run the gate as such. He'll hold his own, and if he decides he wants to let him rip early, he'll go. But he's got the speed to get out hard. I don't think as soon as he needs a pace, I'd say Ricky will be going forward anyway if he doesn't decide to leave the gate.
Well, he's been compared to Lyle Creek, and you don't get any bigger raps than that. We'll go to the big one now, Greg, the Delray National AG Hunter Cup at Group 1 level. Mossdale Connor, I think if he'd drawn the front line, he probably would have been a $4 or $5 shot. It's just a little bit harder from that second line draw, but he's been so good all season. There's no reason he won't be in the top three or four again tonight.
No, I agree on that. He's been top three or four in every major race this season. And he's just been ultra consistent. If he'd drawn the front line, we would have been the destiny of our own. He begins so quick, you sort of knew that he'd get to the markers first or be 1-2 sort of thing. From the second line, we're at the mercy of the horses in front of us, but really happy the way he's trained on. And if we just get a little bit of a break here, it'll be great. I think the three that are in front of us actually will begin, so hopefully we won't be too far off them.
And Greg, he was really good last week, driven with a sit. I suppose you haven't had that luxury too often because he does begin so quickly. So even from back in the field, I suppose there's one little question mark on him, and I'm not saying it's my opinion, but looking from afar, he hasn't won a lot of races recently. He's really consistent, but he hasn't had that killer instinct. Does that concern you at all, or are you confident that he can run past them if he gets his chance?
Oh, yeah, you've got to be concerned a little bit. He has been a bit of a mad fan, and he seems to go to them quick and can just come up short. As it's run, I mean, the other day he went to them really quickly up, and those two are quite very tough horses, both Shark and Smolder. So, there's no disgrace in getting beaten to those two. But, if they go hammer and tongs up front and he gets a trip, there's no reason why he can't come over the top.
Couple of big ones tonight, Greg. Good luck.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll need it.
10-3, Greg Hope there on Mon Bay, and also the trainer of Mossdale Connor. Now, you've gone through your selections for the Delray National AG Hunter Cup. You've definitively got that one nailed, do you think?
Yeah, I think we've locked that one down. So we'll go through the Grand Prix, the Bonanza and the Ladyship Cup just quickly. Yep. In the Grand Prix, I reckon it's a four-horse race. Glenfree Typhoon, Keystone Dell, Mon Bay, of course, and Kai Valley Blue. You're just chopping one out of that?
Quartet? Yeah, I'm happy to drop Kai Valley Blue. I think there's a chance to get landed three pegs at absolute best. And I'm starting to warm back to Glenfree Typhoon a little bit. I think if he leads and runs along, he'll be hard to catch, but plenty of respect for Keystone Dell and also Mon Bay.
A four-year-old Bonanza's gone from being, was it $30,000 or $50,000, and now it's a $100,000 Group 1 race. So this is a massive race in the program. A mix of established stars and those up-and-coming potential superstars. I've gone with one of the up-and-comers in Tac Tate. He could make me very proud, or he could disgrace me tonight because it's his first go at this level. It's Better to Win's the obvious one. He'll start favourite. I'm also throwing in my Kiwi mate, who I think is the forgotten horse, and TCB McRae. Who are you with, Baker?
Yeah, I'm finding it really hard to wrap my head around this race. Probably starting to lean back to TCB McRae a little bit at the value, but It's Better to Win, the tough, consistent in-form horse. I think the culture's over the odds. I think you have to throw in Tactate to your quaddies, burn a hole in my pocket. So I'm not really sure with race six.
And if you've got a lights and music for us in the Ladyship Cup, maybe, because this is there's probably 7 or 8 winning hopes here. We'd like something at double figures or at least $8 here, because with the scratching of Nike Franco, I think Better Be Cool's going to start pretty short, but I think we can play pretty wide in the quaddie in this one too. I've got Sophie's Ideal on top, who's been 21 into about 850. Better Be Cool's an obvious danger, but horses like Steamwashed, Millie Perez, Better Down Under, I want to be playing wide in the quad.
Yeah, I agree. I think Sophie's Ideal is still over the odds, but the one I want to back at big odds is Beat Shack. I think there's a sneaky little hope she'll find the front.
That's a double lights and music. You're going to be $20.
She'll be 20-1, but there's a sneaky little chance she'll find the front. And if she does, I think she'll give a good sight.
All right, and there is a $50,000 jackpot on the quaddie.
There is. I reckon there's a $300,000 pool guarantee, and I reckon they're going to absolutely obliterate that. So I don't think they'll worry about getting $300,000. It means you're going to get some over somewhere along the line. So my quaddie on good form's carved up three ways, relatively skinny. Blake will be on course, and he'll be giving his much wider quaddie. So get to Tabcorp Park. It's going to be bumper to bumper. My best on the night is, I'm going to take you on head-to-head. This will be great for next week. Metro Mike for me in race four, and you're going to go with?
Barramar. He'll sit back with one run. They'll fly the whole way, and he will storm over the top.
He's missed all of his jockey challenges. Everything's gone wrong. Everything's going to turn around for him tonight at Tabcorp Park.
6 and 7, race 4. Get a Quinella on that. I reckon you'd be going well. Thank you, boys.